Sitting in meditation is a focalized representation of being on the path. Being on the path requires generating the maximum of cooperation that one can exercise, express from within, so the power of will, intelligence, sensitivity, surrender, and other elements, the ability to renounce and overcome the false, the negative, to go beyond ignorance, to go beyond lower tendencies. There are so many elements through which one can cooperate. And without this cooperation, there's no spiritual path, there's no real evolution. There are seekers who are simply idling, hiding their laziness, their lack of understanding, their refusal to take responsibility for their path, the refusal to activate their spiritual potential through, begin to cooperate with their evolution. They justify it by all kinds of ideas like that they are not in control, that evolution is happening anyway, or there is no need to evolve at all, everything is already perfect, or it is just the power of Guru that can bring the transformation, or they are waiting for some kind of Kundalini to transform them. They can wait. Existence is patience until they get tired of this waiting and begin the inner work. That cooperation of, although it is of the essence, is just a half of the truth of the spiritual path. The second half is the ability to receive, to be open to the mystery of transformation, evolution, awakening, which is entirely beyond one's control, independent from one's personal will, that cannot be reached through effort. The balance of these two, so different and yet complementary approaches to the path, has to be found has to be grasped through each seeker on the path. If there's too much will, if one is too much identified with the effort to reach, one is doing too much, one is cooperating too much, one is blocking this other part, like one is locking that space through which the light of transformation, the light of the soul, the light of grace can actually enter. Some of that feminine quality is missing. Which is a combination of surrender, not just to the inner state, but surrender to that evolution that is beyond control, surrender to the help of this invisible force that runs through the whole universe and is in control of the destiny of all souls. That surrender has to be infused with prayerful longing. It has to come from the heart, not from the mind. It must be connected to the energy of devotion in a true sense. Ninety-9% of shifts in the inner expansion are not in your control. You simply cannot do it. You cannot do it because these shifts, these quantum leaps, these awakenings represent reaching new states of existence, which are not a result of you gradually developing, gradually growing into them until you arrive at these conditions. There's almost no link between who you are in the state you abide, in all your efforts, in this energy state in which you are, your consciousness, and that new state. That new state is arriving from the future. It's not that you come to it from the past and reach it. It has to come from the future. there is no information in your being, an energetic information, that could link itself with that new state, that could make it happen. That arrival of the new, of the unknown, of that future that we are supposed to become is in nature unpredictable. That's why it has been called the result of grace, which is just a different way of putting it, the expressing its unpredictability. It is unpredictable, but it is not accidental. It has been planned. It is within the plan of the soul's blueprint and evolution. However, this plan is not static. It includes a certain amount of unpredictability. It includes the dynamics of how all the elements in our life, existence, everything mixes together. Plus, it includes the element of our karma. It includes the element of our cooperation. That future, that plan, in fact, can be even delayed to some next lifetimes, or it can be simply eliminated if the soul is going completely opposite the flow through turning her intention back to where it's supposed to go. Those who use this term destiny, fate, so lightly seem not to understand the profound implication behind this term and the dynamics, this rich reality of so many elements mixing together in order to produce the destiny. Either to accelerate it or to postpone it or to shut it down. It is wonderful if you trust existence, if you trust God, but unfortunately, God is not trusting you. deserving, being worthy of the God's trust is a result of our evolution and purification, of becoming one with the wisdom of the soul. The human cannot be trusted. The human is fundamentally insincere. Unless he surrenders to the soul, basically, you can trust only those humans who have surrendered to their higher self. Only they have the integrity. Only they personified the wisdom and the purity of intention of the soul, which is herself just a natural, pure reflection of the universal evolution and truth. The human, in separation from the soul, is simply false. It has its own evolution, and it is supposed to evolve within its limitations until it reaches a point where it begins to initiate its surrender, the process of awakening to his higher being. Until that happens, until he submits his existence to the soul, there is this fundamental arrogance in that human self, in that human identity, which is simply repulsive. We brought the subject of finding the balance between cooperation and being open because we have noticed that some of you are too much locked inside yourself, inside your practices. You are simply doing too much, stuck in your head, checking too much, observing too much, doubting too much. This retreat is deep. This retreat is divine. There are different energies operating here. And if you are so stuck in yourself, you won't be available to these energies. You will be like a wall preventing these energies from penetrating you, from reaching out to you. That's why it is so essential that you open up. That's why we speak so much about being gentle, soft, so that you can relax, open, make yourself more receptive and available to things that are not in your control. So as the end of the retreat is approaching, we would like to introduce another element of surrender, which is surrender of self-control, surrender of doing too much. Surrender of any manipulative tendency, even surrender of being present too much. Allow your consciousness to relax, to experience something of absence within that space of letting go. Be more in the state of prayerfulness. Inner devotion. Bringing up more the loving energy. Letting it penetrate your body, your consciousness, your being. From that place, relaxing, letting go into that space where you are not controlling anymore your reality.